Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are, this is the Mind Changers Podcast. I am your old pal Robin. As you can tell, I am moving from place to place, spreading the good word, doing my good deeds, and serving the people as I do. Friends, I want to dig into something with you just a little bit, and I hope you'll go with me, because it's something I'm currently experiencing, but didn't realize that I was experiencing previously, but I have a deeper understanding now. As an old man, I want to talk about old men. And aging, generally speaking. But in my experience, people who have been through a lot of things, negative things, difficult things, challenging things, they come out on the other side one of two ways. And I call those ways simply plus or minus. So if the negative things have won and they've taken out all of your joy and your happiness and your ability to find peace and your reason and all of that, you've lost. You've minused out of those things. So you come out as a negative. But if you get through those things and you can still be happy, you can still be joyful, you can still... You're not always happy. You aren't the same kind of happy you were when you were 20 or 25 or 30 even. But you're happy, generally speaking, right? Irrespective of what happens to you. So, I say that to say that when we deal with old men, and I've dealt with old men a lot in the last year, we're dealing with people who are choosing, it seems to me, in my experience only, it seems to me that we are dealing with people who are choosing to come out in the negative, who are choosing to come out in the L column, right? Because they're bitchy and they're short and they're crass and all of these things. And as you age, it is my belief, and I hope I'm following this belief in truth, but it's my belief that we should be able to be kinder because we've seen a lack of kindness. To be nicer because we've felt when people are mean, to be more understanding because we were misunderstood, to be stronger because we experienced weakness, all of these things. You're never going to be as strong as you were in your 20s, right? But you were dumb in your 20s. You didn't know anything. So this is a problem, right? Because we have this issue where somehow, some way, people think that they've earned some respect just because they have a certain number of years behind them. And of course, I don't believe that. But just because you're old doesn't mean we should respect you. How you treat me, you know, that I'll respect you on. Now, I am civil to everybody until they give me a reason not to be. That's me personally, right? And some people just want to be sour, just want to be miserable, just need to be upset or angry or sad or one of those things. And I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Because you have the opportunity to choose what you want. You've heard the word responsibility, right? If we break it down to its two root words, essentially, response and ability. So the ability to choose your response. That's the point, is to say we can be as happy or as sad or as joyful or as miserable as we choose to be. Now, yes, you will be impacted by things that are upsetting to you, great losses, just general malaise even. Sometimes you just feel bad. And that's normal, right? It's normal, but what's not normal is the decision to hold on to that misery, the decision to stay in the mire, to stay in the muck, to stay in the garbage. That's not normal. That's broken behavior. And more, and I see it more and more in old men as the world around them changes and they lose their footing. I say this to you as an old man. Some of the things in this world I don't get. I got a lot of them when I was younger. I understood. But I don't have the time to understand everything. But here's what I do know. The world doesn't belong to me. I belong to the world. And that's true for everybody, for the person who, for the child who was just born today, to the oldest person. You, the world doesn't belong to you. You belong to the world. You belong to society. So, and you don't even have to be a part of it. You can do whatever you want. I mean, nobody is keeping you from it. But the point is, ultimately, that you have the ability to choose your response to a given situation. And if you choose to be miserable, you choose to be sad, you choose to be upset, you choose to be just a miserable individual, then that's you. And you don't deserve any more consideration than you would give anybody else. Now, here's what I'm going to say. For me, I try to give, when I see somebody in that situation, it's obvious they're feeling miserable and feeling hurt and feeling sad, and I try to give them the benefit of the doubt and extend to them whatever I can so that they feel less bad. But some people you can't help. Some people are unfixable. Some people are unhelpable. Some people just, you can't do anything with them. And, you know, you can't, you have to let them, you have to let those people just fucking go. I try all the time, to be a decent, good, kind human being. I try a lot, and I fail sometimes. But I continue to try. I don't think it's too much to ask for anybody else to do the same thing. And when you choose to do those things, when you choose to be happy, be kind, be joyful, you choose the bliss that you want to, you choose. You become a person that other people want to be around. And notwithstanding actual mental health problems, right? Because that's a real thing. PTSD is real. All of those things that we used to make fun of are real, and now we know it. And so, if you are fortunate enough to reach an age where everything hurts, and it will, if you are fortunate enough to reach an age where, you know, you are joyful, but only when certain things happen, and everything is dependent on things going the way that you need them to go. You're only happy when things are going your way. Then I suggest, and this message is directly to old men like me, I suggest you stop trying to make the world conform to you. And understand that you're here with everybody else, and you should be more capable of understanding, more forgiving, more open, more caring, more careful, more of that, more of the good, right? Because otherwise, what have you fucking been living for? Why are you still here? Oh, I like my children, and I love my wife, and I love my kids, and okay, cool. Cool, but you're a miserable asshole. So what are you here? What has all of this living been for? Just so you can have kids and get a tax deduction and buy a house and a car and another car and you know, go on vacations? What are you here for? What was all that living for? What was all that pain for? What was all the previous sadness for? Men, and listen, men get the short shrift. I know feminists don't want to believe this. I know they think, oh, we all have the power. Very select men, very small number of men have the power. The rest of us are under the same fucking thumb. Okay? And if a man treats you poorly, it's not because he's a pig. Sometimes it is, but most of the time it's because he's just, he is seeking joy in something that he seeks joy in. And it does, it seems counterintuitive. But when some dipshit tells you to smile on the street, it's because, now this is a hard to swallow pill, maybe. But the man, most straight men, get joy from seeing women in a state of happiness. Martina, what's her face? Martina McBride. Her song, Happy Girl, if you listen to that, it's true. There's nothing in the world like a happy girl. There's nothing that brings joy and happiness to the average guy than seeing a woman happy. Because that's all we try to do. When we're pair bonded with a woman, all we try to do is make them happy. And so when we see somebody who's just, to see a woman who's just tromping down the street, a lot of guys think they have the right. They don't. They don't have the right to ask you that shit. And they need, we all need to stop it. I've never done it, but I don't understand the guys who do, why it continues. We know better now. We know better. So you need to stop that. However, it's not because he's trying to control you, but he's trying to bring happiness to himself is what it is. That's all. He's not going to rape you. He's not going to beat you over the head and drag you back to his cave. He's just there as a human, hoping that another human, he can see some joy in the face of another human being. And one that he is attracted to. The one he finds attractive. So that's why it happens. I'm not saying it's right. I don't do it. I don't understand the ones who do. But, and who haven't learned the lessons yet, but I'm sharing this lesson now. Don't do it. But it's for those who have that done to them. It's not that I know how you think it feels, but I'm here to tell you the 99.9% of those men who do that are just hoping that you're having a good day and they want to see a beautiful face have a smile on it. And your face is beautiful to them. That's why they say those things. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's how it is. I'm not excusing it. But that's how it is. So, for the rest of it, men take the hits everywhere. We die sooner. We do 99% of the dangerous work. We're more likely to commit suicide. We're the only ones who go to war in a combat fashion. And that's been the case for 100 years. Listen, we take way more than you think. There was the woman, Nora something, I can't remember what her name was, but she disguised herself as a man to try to see what it was like to be a man. And she thought she'd have the world by the tail. So she went undercover as a man, tried to date women and be with women and do all of this stuff. She did an investigation and she wrote a book about it. And 2 years after she was done with that, she killed herself as a man would. Because she was treated so horribly, so miserably, so terribly that she killed herself. And I'm going to tell you, because I know I know this is true. We're all just people trying to make it. And the harder thing. Well, we all want to believe there are, you know, all of these sexes and this, all of this gender bullshit. The only people that contribute to more to humanity, the ones that continue to make humanity, are the straight couples, are the opposite sex folks who are going to either just have a kid or settle down or whatever it is. We have to focus on fixing those folks first. And this includes men, because we get the short end of the stick a lot. Men get flowers at their funeral, and that's it. We live on compliments for a long time, very long time. A single compliment can last a man years, right? But men, you have to take ownership of your own mental health. You have to take ownership of your own reality. You have to take ownership of your life. You have to fix the problems, because I'm just a grumpy old so-and-so. No, you're not. No, you're not. You want to identify as grumpy because, so many guys, I hate people, I'm moving to the country, I hate this sucks, blah, 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 blah. Listen, it doesn't suck as bad as you think it does. You know that's true, but here you are bitching and moaning and fucking complaining about it. Stop. Grow the fuck up. Be a part of society. Invite other people in. Let them talk to your friends, your neighbors, your brothers. Find someone to talk to. And deal with your shit. Because it's not fair. It's not fair for you to drag your shit through everybody else's life and making them miserable because you're a miserable asshole. And of course, this isn't true for all old men. I've known plenty of old men who are just, you know, kind, helpful, nice souls, decent souls, who just live and help people when they can and, you know, try to make themselves better a little bit every day, or stay in a routine and they enjoy that, which is good, right? But there are so many of you out there who just want to be sour, just want to be pissed off, want to be angry. For what? What are you getting out of that? What is that paying you back? Is that somehow making your life better, feeling miserable all the time and treating other people like a miserable fucking dick? Do you really believe you're gaining anything from that? I can't believe you think that. I can't believe it. But somehow you must, because otherwise you would stop. And it may not be easy, right? It may not be easy to do that, because you have learned that people are will get short with you, or they'll get angry with you, or whatever. Who cares? Stop worrying about what anybody else thinks of you. And this goes for everybody. If their jeers can lift you, their jeers can smash you, right? So if they can pump you up, they can deflate you. And that's not right. You can't let them in that way. You can't let the other people in the world in that way. And if you connected yourself or hitched your wagon to a fucking pain in the ass, leave. Okay? There's a reason the majority of divorces are engaged by women. Because they will work through. They have people to talk to. They talk to their sisters. They talk to their friends. They talk to all that stuff. We don't talk to anybody. We just let it sit there and fucking fester and be miserable. And then we're miserable to everybody else. I'm here to tell you, as an advocate for men's health, men's mental health, men's physical health, to fucking stop it. No, I don't mean turn it off like a switch. I mean go find some help. Go talk to somebody. They don't have to be a professional right away. But your job, somebody has an employee assistance program or an EAP phone number that you can call. Go to your church. Go to any church. And talk to the pastor, the deacon, or the whatever, the head spaghetti monster. I don't give a shit. Go talk to somebody. Go talk to the local heathen. Go talk to the local Viking. I don't give a fuck who you talk to. But go talk to somebody. Get that shit out of you. If you don't have a way to squeeze the misery out into your shit every day and let it go down the drain, and you're just built up and it's starting to seep into your fucking cells, you have the obligation to fix that problem. The broken leg won't heal unless it's set. So set it. Get your shit together. Go find some help. And call a friend. Call a cousin. Call a brother. Call somebody and talk to them. Unburden your soul. Because you're walking around in this state. And there are so many old men that I come in contact with who are just fucking miserable dicks. And it makes my brain itch trying to figure out why you stay that way. Why do you do that? You think somebody should be under your control. Give all the grace you can to all the people who need it all the time. Because surely you've been given grace and you probably don't even know it. Nothing is that important.
Well, I have to be on time, and if I'm 10 minutes early, I'm late.
No, fuck yourself. Show up when you know you're supposed to show up. Okay? You're not superior because you have a better time record. And you waste your own time sitting someplace just so somebody else knows. These things are stupid. Be on time. Not too early, not too late. Be on time. Be ready to work when you're supposed to work. Be ready to go out and drink when you're supposed to go out and drink. Be ready to go when you say so. If you agree to a time, you don't have to take any extremes. But what you have to do is be the person who does what they say they're going to do. Keep promises to yourself. It's hard, and I get it. But if you don't do it, nobody's going to do it for you. Your misery will be your misery, and you will own every goddamn minute of it because you deserve it. But none of us deserve your misery. The remainder of us don't deserve your outrage or your upset. I mean, for Christ's sake, Fox News is a bastion of this nonsense. And there's no reason for it because you're not doing anything beneficial. But Fox News is manipulating you old men into watching and getting angry and clicking and talking about it. And so there, you're being manipulated by people who aren't sad and miserable as you are, who are taking you for a ride and squeezing you for dollars because they fucking can. And there's nothing you're going to do about it because you can't. You have no control over them, but they have control over you. Is that the right way? Is that the right thing? Is that the proper way to live? I don't fucking think so. And neither do you if you're honest with yourself. But you're not going to be honest with yourself. You're going to continue to try and bury the bullshit under, you know, whatever bullshit reasons that you've always done. And I'm tired of it. You see, as an old man myself, I know how to get grumpy. But I just choose not to. I may feel sad a couple days. And I'm going to feel sad under the weather. Let me feel sad. Let me be that way. But eventually, when I come out on the other side of it, I'll have a good nap, or I'll get in a hot tub or a sauna, or go work out, or one of those things, and I feel better, and everything's good again. And I take accountability for that. Now, my weight is my own problem, and I'm taking my own accountability, and I'm sharing that with you. And I think I did good because I only had a piece of sausage and a couple of chips today. And that's pretty much been my meal, other than a couple of squares of pizza that I had left over because I'm flying. And I was flying and then I'm not. Now I am and whatever. And so I don't want to have to shit on the plane. So I don't eat on these days. So I did good today. I feel good today. But I hope that you can feel good too. You don't have to be all stoic all the time. It doesn't matter what Andrew Tate tells you. You can feel your own emotions. You don't have to straight out cry and bawl and weep and, you know, and gnash your teeth. You don't have to do that. But you can certainly share your emotions with people and emote as a human, as a man, as a person. You can certainly do that. The strongest men are the ones who have the courage to show their own emotions. No, you do not have to to bend over and be, oh, but you don't have to be a boo-hoo fucking Betty. You don't. But what you do have to do is recognize that you have these emotions and let them come to you, let them stay, and then fucking let them go. Sit with those emotions, understand them, welcome them in, and then like it, because your body is a guest house. You are a guest house for all of the misery the world throws at you. And so what are you going to do? What are you going to do when it's time to when it's time to change? When it's time to be happy? Are you going to, you know, let the guests ruin the house? Or are you going to kick them the fuck out? Which is what you should do. That you should do. Kick them out. And move on with your own life. Because nothing beats that. Nothing trumps that. I'm tired. I'm worn out of seeing all of these stupid people do so much stupid shit. And for no benefit. There's no benefit to you. You just want to be miserable. And I can't understand it. So my challenge to you, aside from accountability in your own health, physical health, accountability in your mental health. Jensen, I love you. I don't know you, but I have love for you because I know what it means. I know how poorly we're actually treated. It doesn't matter what the feminists say. It doesn't matter what the internet says. We know specifically how we're treated. And we know sometimes we pass that treatment along to the people in our lives. And that's not fair. It really isn't fair. You have to have somebody in your life who is with you and on your side and will also tell you the truth. So find that person and be their friend. If you're lucky enough, you'll be their, you'll be their spouse. But it doesn't always work that way. And let me tell you this as well, as long as we're on the subject. Your wife is not your best friend. Your best friend is someone outside of that relationship. And guys tend not to have quote-unquote best friends. But you're going to have to. That's why we don't live as long. Because we don't do things socially. Because we're like fucking walruses banging chests. Oh, we're for power. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Bullshit. Pride and all the rest of that stuff is just 100% bona fide crispy critter bullshit. Doesn't make any goddamn sense. You have to find a way to make yourself accountable for the good and the bad in your life. And make yourself accountable for the physical and mental health of your body, of your humanity. It doesn't matter what they say on the internet. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. It only matters what happens to you. And when something negative happens to you, you have to find a way to deal with that. It doesn't matter. You have to find a way to deal with it. And I hope you do, because it's important that you do it. So, to that end, old men, men in general, and everybody else while we're at it, become more accountable for your own body, your own mind, your own heart, your own soul. Get those people involved who can help you optimize each one of those things. And go forth and be happy, or at least try. The most you can do is try. The most I can ask for you is to try. The most I can do is try. And if it doesn't work, try some more. And then if that doesn't work, keep trying until you get there. This has been the Mind Changers Podcast. I'm your old pal, Rob. Thank you very much for listening, each and every one of you. I appreciate it. Please, 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 like and share. Send it out. Send it to your friends. Talk to other people about it. MindChangersPod@gmail.com. I'm out there on the socials, all that kind of stuff, so go see that, and interact as you will, and be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.